Now this is a dictation for Linda Mays, M-A-Y-E-S, December 31, 50. Addressed as a letter to Dr. Mautsatson, Mautsatson, 953-5153. Dear Dr. Mautsatson, a follow-up for Mrs. Mays. Chronic kidney disease, extensive atherosclerosis, hypertension, renal artery stenosis on the right side, recent problems of C. diff colitis, gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, colonoscopy was done, shows an stricture, they were not able to go through, not bleeding anymore. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, change of appetite, denies abdominal pain, denies diarrhea, presently no severe constipation, edema worse from the hospital fluid, denies infection in the urine, has nocturia, stable dyspnea, no chest pain palpitation, denies heart attack, stroke, medication list review. I want to highlight hydralazine, diltiazem, bicarbonate, Xarelto, discharged yesterday, new chemistries, anemia, 8.4, normal white blood cell platelets, present creatinine 2.2, which is actually baseline for the last few months, representing a GFR of 22, stage 4, low sodium normal potassium acid base, corrected calcium will be normal low. I reviewed this chart summary, July 28, August 4th. Antibiotics, vancomycin, and Flagyl discontinue as they believe ischemic colitis probably explains better the gastrointestinal problem. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4. Long-term hypertension, atherosclerosis, recent renal Doppler suggestive of right-sided renal artery stenosis with peak systolic velocity around 180. She has extensive procedures and physical findings for libido on the lower extremities. No indication for dialysis today. Patient came with son and grandson. I explained today the meaning of kidney disease, when dialysis is being done, importance of controlling blood pressure, potentially might need to have an angiogram of the right kidney artery, and procedures if documented stenosis. Overall condition is guarded. She has extensive atherosclerosis disease. She's a high-risk cardiac and cerebrovascular events. End of dictation.